Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
It's all about that Ace Michaels and the Buzz Blog Talk Radio. If you didn't know that that's what it was all about, well, guess what? That's what it's all about. So now you know. Today is Friday. We survived St. Patrick's Day. It's going into the weekend. A lot of people are happy about that. You know how they do like the TGIF situation on their desk at work. They're like, TGIF is Friday, dog. So they're all excited. I don't know what they think is going to change over the weekend. They're going to be back on Monday being like, damn, GIF, it's Monday, you know. But for now, they're happy, and that's what counts the most. Today, we have a fabulous guest on our show that's been on the show before. She's awesome. She is Sydney Ballins. She goes by a different name, which is Sydney Crab, and then she's got another thing like Sid, or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, welcome to the show again.
Sid Vicious.
How are you doing, darling? Welcome.
I'm absolutely wonderful. How are you, my dear?
Listen, let me tell you what. I'm glad you asked. I'm kick ass, man.
I did ask.
I'm kick ass.
Right. That's what
you
I
know
like
when
to
you
hear.
Pick it up, listen, you know when you look in the mirror and the person in the mirror is happier looking than you. You ever notice that? Like, you look in the mirror and you go, damn, what planet is that muffa on? Because he's having a good day. My day is just okay. Well, as of today, I can finally say I'm that guy in the mirror. That's what's up.
Good for you. That's great.
What's going on in your world, Sydney?
Oh, man. Still in Michigan. Still not the best of weather here, but we're making the best of it.
Or water.
Oh, God, let's not talk about the water situation.
Right.
We're going to be talking about that for the rest of the interview.
God.
Don't drink the water in Flint here. It's bad news bears.
Seriously. And does it smell
bad?
It does. It smells. You can, like, smell it. Toxic.
See, me, I, like, seen this coming on. before it was kind of reached the media, I'm just kind of aware of like the poisoning of the water. It's not just Flint itself, it's countrywide. It's not just a citywide problem, it's not just a statewide problem, it's the, you know, it's a countrywide issue. That just happens to be, you know, one of the most prevalent places at this time. And there's been so many children massively affected by it specifically, that's quite appalling. But it's more than just the lead. There's fluoride as well that's been there before the lead too, which I'm not a fan of the water. I'm not a fan of drinking the water out of the tap. I don't even cook with it. I filter my water. And I'm kind of scared to even do that.
Can I just go there for a second? Let me just go there for a second.
Let's go there, please. Like, honestly, I would love it. I mean, it's kind of my thing.
Yeah, okay. So what if we lived in a world where we'll call it a bucket of bullshit? Let's say we lived in a world where a bucket of bullshit could be just dropped on everybody's door at any time, right? How would that be okay? How would it be okay for the government to say, you know what, if you pay us enough money, we're going to go ahead and let you leave a bucket of bullshit on anybody's doorstep you want, and just, you know, we'll pass a law that says it's okay to put it in their food. It's
Are you
okay
referring
to
the world
water.
We live in? This is a trick question. Is this a trick, Ace?
Well, there, okay, I can't fool you.
I'm on
there,
you.
I can't put this one over on Spindly disguised. Wow. Yeah, what's
you
up
had
with
to go
that?
In there.
I know, right? You got to wake up too early in the morning.
Right, no, for sure. I'm woke. No, I mean, it's an ongoing thing. It's just plain and simple. It's selfishness and greed. There's no humanity left in our government and our people that work for the government, and half of the people don't even know what's going on. It's quite sad, to say the least. That's just the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. But at the end of the day, we have to look at it like this, and this is the way that I look at it as well. Do you feel okay with poisoning your own children? Do you feel okay with poisoning your family or yourself? You know, do you feel okay with you're ultimately altering your DNA in the long run. So it's not just the children that are born and living here today on this very earth. You're actually altering the future of your offspring, your entire family tree, you know, whoever produces from that point with your DNA, you're changing the fate of those people. It's kind of very complicated, but everything we eat and everything we consume, we become, and lots of things people are unaware of, they're filled with poison and chemicals that, you know, contaminate our meat that we consume and, you know, the groceries that we go to the store and buy and then come home and cook and feed to our children. Our water, we turn on the water, we drink this water, we shower in this water, we make our babies' bottles with this water. And it's so sickening to me how deep it really, really goes once you start becoming woke, how I just referred to.
Let me ask you this, and I want an actual number. How many people do you think are oblivious to what you just said? Like, are absolutely oblivious.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't kill us, don't
an
even
actual
get it,
number?
Whatever. Yeah, give me, like,
I mean,
a number.
I mean, what's the world's population? I don't fucking know. Let's just say it's more than not. I mean, like, I see a massive movement and, like, a revolution coming, where more people are becoming more conscious and aware of what's going on, and I'm absolutely elated with that. But at the same time, this is something that's been going on for hundreds of years, so this effect that it has on people is not going to be cured overnight. And there's people that are set in their ways, and they're so brainwashed at this point that they'd rather be complacent in the lie than accept the fact that there is a lie, that it's all a lie, that everything that they've been taught and that they know as life as itself, as this world that they live in, is basically a spoon-fed fucking created lie. I mean, down to our history. I mean, it goes back way farther and deeper than, you know, most people could fathom.
Well, you said something that I've heard people say before. You said there's going to be a revolution. Now, let me just. Okay, hold on. Let me just. Now, listen. Do you really, really think there's going to be a damn revolution?
People
don't have the organizational skills it takes to have a revolution. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that. I don't know if there's enough. okay.
Let me tell you about people. People want their freaking latte, they want their damn. DirecTV, they're not going to be out having a revolution if it involves not hitting the ATM on the way home from work.
I mean, at the end of the day, though, like, what are you going to do when it's like, you know, there's no more food left? Are you going to feed your children dollar bills? I mean, that's what they have to think about here.
No, that's a good point. So you're talking about a whole Mad Maxian type situation. That's what you're seeing. You're saying when it gets to Mad Max level, and we've got a choice between eating dirt and
the land before time, where the last leaf falls. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. that's what I'm referring to.
Why'd you go there?
You
know? Why's got to be the last leaf? Holy shit. I'm
because
talking about,
people are going to be murking each other, and it's like there's no holds barred. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's do or die out here. That's what it's going to end up being. I mean, like I said, you can't live off of a piece of paper that actually has no value to it at the end of the day. Like, there's nothing... You're supposed to be able to go cash in money for bricks of gold, for pieces of gold. That's what that's what this money that we have is. They're supposed to be bricks of gold at the treasury. You know what I'm saying? That we can go and take our money that we've worked for. Where is it at? I want to know. Where is it at? It's not there. They create more and more money. It's useless. I mean, they can make it.
Right. Well, you know the whole business about we owe a percentage of our money. They say that every dollar is now worth about 18 cents. You know?
Okay, so here's the deal. Actually, it's worth nothing. Everything we have here is already indebted to someone else plus interest.
Right.
And guess what? The interest does not exist. The interest does not exist, so that it can never be fulfilled. It's a constant debt that can never be fulfilled. We are actually debts of the United States. We are actually slaves of the United States because the United States has went so far into debt. They are now using citizens as collateral.
Look,
we all have a dollar sign right on our forehead, and nobody is really aware of, you know, very few people are aware of it. But like I said, okay, so it's like a musical chairs where it's like a chair is constantly taken out, and I mean nobody wins. You know, it's like I said, all the dollars are already owed to someone, and then there's interest on that debt that can never be fulfilled. So we're running in this hamster wheel for no fucking reason. We're just slaves. I mean, we just work to pay this debt that's never going to be fulfilled. It's not even our debt.
Right.
You know.
No, you're right. It's literally like somebody says, your great-great-grandpa, Jebediah, owed a bunch of money, and we're still paying that back.
We're paying for all of our father's sins.
Yeah.
We're paying for all of our father's sins.
That's true. But I want to ask you this because, like I said, I've heard people say this before. They always go, it's going to be a revolution. Some people actually think there's going to be a revolution when Donald Trump becomes president, and I totally disagree with all that. But so you're saying that on the last day, we're talking about when the last marketing director leaves corporate, okay, that's when everything's going to change. And you're saying that you believe that there might actually be a day where humans will get together in America and say, hey, we're taking this country back. Whether we all have to die in the process of taking this country back.
See, I don't know if it's going to be collectively like that. I mean, when I say these things, these are all in positivity. These are all looking at the glass half full with good intention, and I'm putting that out into the universe hoping that I can do my part in making that come true. And it's not just words.
Yeah.
I also take action as well, but that's just an important piece of it.
Yeah.
I feel as though if there's enough people that do it personally and awake as many people around them that they can. I mean, we're only, you know, individuals. We can only do so much. But the point is like, if you just simply give someone the chance for enlightenment, I mean, even if you trigger their own thinking outside of the box just for a moment and you get them to think differently, that's the spark. You know what I'm saying? It all starts with a spark, and I feel like more and more people are becoming consciousness. And we have to look at the universe. We are one. Whether we, you know, want to argue about race or politics or height or gender or sexual preference or whatever the fuck it may be, at the end of the day, united we stand, divided we fall. They've divided us and put us into categories to split us up so we're not a whole unit anymore, so we don't have that fight in us to create this change that I'm referring to. So really, I mean, I don't think it's as out of our means as people think, because all this bullshit, it's like you said, it's exactly that. It's bullshit. It's fabricated. We're shoved down, it's shoved down our throats to where we think it's so fucking complicated, and it's not. It's really not. But I just feel like if enough people, like, really start to understand the true meaning of life and fulfilling their purpose and what happiness is about, because they reference happiness with success, and success to them is money, and that is not success, okay? Success is doing the things that you believe in, doing the things that you love, that you're proud of, that you're a natural at, things that you may not even have ever considered in your life because you were told that you had to do one certain thing or that you weren't good enough or whatever it may be. A lot of people don't even consider the fact that they are capable of doing anything else with their life because they think they have to conform to whatever they were told and, you know, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and kiss somebody else's ass for a living for the rest of their life. And that's not how it has to be. I mean, you don't have to struggle and ultimately pay somebody else's bills at the end of the day, and you're sitting at home and your fucking water's about to get shut up. What the hell kind of life is that? You know, no, I feel like if we collectively came together and just taught each other, we are all naturals at something. If we all came together and worked together, then I feel like, yes, we could really make a great change. But until people believe that we do, there's that doubt. You know, we can't have that doubt. That's the only hope that we have. It's like God. You know, not everybody believes in God, but they have to believe in something.
Right.
And that's what I believe in.
Now, you have said this thing that a lot of people say. You say, well, it's not all about money, and, you know, money's about, you know, the slavery comes from the love of the money and the worship of the money. But now, if you're living your life, and your thing, for example, your thing is to be a shoe cobbler. Isn't it a lot more fun to be a shoe cobbler when you're making money to do it, though? Like, you don't want to do it for free, even though it is fun, you love it. But you don't want to do it and never make any money at it, right?
Well, I get that, but there's ways around that. I mean, we used to have a such thing as trade. People used to trade. This is something that I do in my life currently, and that's why I can bring it up and, you know, tell you from my experiences. I live off of trade, probably like half of my work that I do, or like close to that.
Really?
Because I find people that provide a service that I'm in need of, and I provide them with a service as well. And we trade services, and there's no money involved. And a lot of times, those are the best projects that I could ever have. Honestly, it's honestly the ones that I'm being paid that, you know, most of the time, I'm not going to say all the time, but most of the time, my heart is not in them. I'm being paid for a reason, you know, like most of the time when a model is being paid, and I say most of the time because I'm not trying to offend anybody, and this obviously isn't the case for everyone, but, you know, most of the time when a model is paid, it's because the photographer sees them as more of an asset than they are to them, you know, than vice versa. So they're willing to pay for my services. So, for example, if a photographer is pretty brand new in the industry, he'd be willing to pay me for my services because I have a fan base to back, you know, my work. And therefore, so he's basically paying for my fan base in a way, you know, and the fact that I know what I'm doing and I'm a good model and, you know, the other side of it too. But I'm just saying, yeah, I feel like money, you know, not necessary. I mean, I feel like there's just as much pleasure out of doing some things that you thoroughly enjoy, and then there's other ways of getting the things that you need in life than trading it for money. Like I said, you can trade services, and I feel like I feel as though if people in their communities made a network with like-minded people of consciousness, and we linked together, and we all had a trade that we were skilled in, hence the word skilled trade, and then we traded services as well as educated each other. So we're all knowledgeable in all the trades, but there's people that are, you know, they specialize in things and they're specifically good at those certain things. So that's what they do. That's what they enjoy doing. It's like having a garden, and, you know, each person has a certain crop, and they tend to that crop, and they grow that crop. And this is actually a part of it as well that I'm referring to. Growing your own food organically and having your own crop, and then some, and then your neighbor has other crop, and then you guys trade. And then before you know it, you're providing your own food source that's unpoisoned with no chemicals, and it's very cost effective, and you know where it came from, and you know what I'm saying? You know it's good, and it's healthier, and it tastes better, and you feel better, and you take pride in it.
Yeah. Now, Sydney, didn't you go through a point in your life where you did like a fitness kind of a makeover on yourself? Like, I don't remember if you had some extra weight issues or some things or some confidence issues, but you actually changed your physical body image. Didn't you go through that?
Yeah, I call it rebranding. I never was overweight or anything like that. It was just more or less I don't know what you would call it specifically. I just wasn't at my peak, at my potential yet, and I started learning more and more and growing into my own. When I first started in this industry, I wasn't a grown woman yet. I was still growing, and so that makes it a little harder when you're trying to grow and you're still in the spotlight. It's harder. You know, there's lots of pressure there, and to own up to, or to, you know. And after a while, I kind of lost myself in it and became a brand, and that was it. And it's not fun anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's not fun just to be what everyone wants you to be, you know?
Oh, wow.
So I kind of like, I took my identity back. I went from being, you know, completely myself to kind of just giving everyone what they wanted, quote unquote, to compromising, you know. I'm not going to say that I haven't, altered my image at all. I paid for breast implants, and I've always been an active person. I've always had a fit body, so that wasn't an issue for me. But it was more or less learning the education of being able to properly take care of myself, to get me where I'm at. With the diet change that I was referring to, I do eat organically, and I try to eat more more vegetables and fruits versus meat. I'm not a vegetarian. I'm not a vegan. I can't claim that. But I'm on my way to eating cleaner and cleaner and on my own time. You know, there's no pressure. I'm not doing it because somebody's making me or whatever. I just feel as though that's the best option for me, and I feel that's what's right and what I believe in. And I've seen the changes in myself. Like, for example, a year ago, if you look at a picture of me, I actually look older. And it's not because I went out and got a whole bunch of plastic surgery or something. It's literally my lifestyle changes. So for me to be able to take a picture and from a year, you know, in a year's time, it looks like I've reversed the aging process because of my diet, lifestyle change, and also stress is a big key factor. I can't say it's not. But I feel like because of those other changes, my stress level went down. So, and I do yoga. I don't work out regularly. I can't say I do that, but I do yoga and I meditate. That's something newer that I've been doing this past year as well. And that's one of the only things that I can honestly say is like ever helped me with my body pain and my body image as well. So they're all just like small little things, but over a period of time, you know, it makes that much of a difference. It makes a world of a difference. I feel like a different person now. A year ago, I wasn't in the best health. And what I mean by that is, I danced for a long time. I've injured myself several times. And I mean, if you look at me, you wouldn't understand or like think twice about it. But I was actually like to the point where, I mean, I could barely walk at one point in my life because I was overworking myself so much. And I'm only 25 years old. So I had to do something. It became something that wasn't a choice. It was either, you know, like I'm going to wake up and not be able to provide for my family one day, or I'm going to have to figure something out. And I just started trying things. You know, I started going to the chiropractor and stuff, you know, like temporary fixes. At one point I was taking pain medication just so I could work and stuff. That's only a temporary thing. It's only a Band-Aid. So I had to figure out something long-term, and that's the only thing that's ever helped me.
Wow. Sydney, if people want to contact you online, they want to come and see your shows or follow you, what do they need to do from here?
Well, I'm all over Facebook. I'm all over Twitter. I'm all over Instagram, YouTube. I'm on suicidegirls.com. I actually have my own website, so there's multiple things. On Facebook, I'm...
Are you a suicide girl, honey?
I did a suicide girl set. It was about a year ago. It was about a year, year and a half ago. I'm under the Queen of Heartbreakers is my name on Suicide Girls. on YouTube, I have my own channel with my music videos. Just under Sydney Cray, and that's spelled Sydney, capital Krey, and you can find me on Facebook under that name as well, on my fan page, and then for Twitter, it's Sydney_Cray, and for Instagram, it's also Sydney_Cray. So.
Wow. And you're doing all of this, and you're managing yourself, and you're basically,
yes,
you are providing for your family. You figured out a way to do all of this on your own with no college education, right? And you just
correct. I went to a community college for literally one class. I went to a business class one time, and I decided that I cannot learn from a man speaking at me. You know what I'm saying? I need to go out into the real world, and I need to get my hands dirty. And that's exactly what I did. And I needed to learn for myself. And I feel like that's the best way. You know, for me personally, I cannot speak on anybody else, but for me personally, I needed to get in the field that I wanted to work in. So that's what I did. And it's not easy, but I feel like anything worth it really is not easy. And if you want to do it the right way and not be taken advantage of, I suggest doing it for yourself at first until you find somebody that maybe can help you. But this is a tough world out here, and I just I've been taken advantage of several times in my life. And so I'd rather do it myself and do it the right way and know that at the end of the day, you know, I'm the reason that I made it here, and it was on my own terms, and I didn't have to do anything that I wasn't okay with, you know.
There it is. I am always enlightened whenever we speak. Sydney, thank you so much for being on the show today. Enjoy your weekend. Have fun. Everybody else, enjoy your weekend too. Why not?
Yeah, for sure. It was my pleasure. I always enjoy talking to you, too. I'm thankful that you had me back again.
Absolutely. Well, you're going to be back again and again and again. It's Sydney Cray, y'all. Hey, have a great weekend. Thank you, Sydney.
You too, honey. Thank you.